Stephen, I think it goes without saying that you must be desperately disappointed with that.
Hugely disappointed, not only with the result, but the performance. I thought it was an inept performance from us. I thought that in the early part of the game, we didn't manage the game properly. You know, they were coming down to press us, playing out, and we had to recognise that. We had to look for the space in behind for a period, and we didn't do that. And I thought we're second best in many areas of the pitch. First half, we hardly won a second ball, and we have to do much better than that. You know, we've had a number of chances to put it to bed. Another one today, and we've missed it. We've got the opportunity again next week, and we have to ensure that we take that. It's not a nice feeling, especially with what we served up today. We're a much better team than that, but we have to show it.
It's just ironic that it comes in such a big game and that your team almost, for the first sort of hour or so, didn't really turn up.
Oh, and it's always easy to play when you're 3-0 down. You have to show the mentality and the courage when the game is in the balance, and we didn't show that today. So we have to get a response. There were certain aspects of the play that I was really disappointed with. We didn't create enough moments. And we're much better than that today. No excuses. We have to put that to side now, and we have to concentrate and ensure that we get a win next Sunday.
Is it fair to say that, in the early parts of that game, your team were bullied a bit by Walsall?
Very much so. Very much so. You know, I've talked a lot about, you know, the aspects of tactics, but what isn't a tactic is winning your personal battles, and we didn't win enough of those personal battles. There's always areas of improvement from myself in terms of what I ask of my players and how I set up in a certain game, and I'll analyse that. But I believe that we have to be stronger physically and mentally than we were today.
The early goal is obviously a huge setback, and it put you on the back foot. You didn't seem to be able to respond to that. Walsall, to be fair to them, you know, played reasonably well.
We also thoroughly deserved the points today. There's no denying that. In fact, we were probably lucky to get away with 3-1. I thought that we didn't show the mentality required. But it's a really, really big week for us. It wasn't a week that I wanted. I wanted us to finish the job off today. We've not done that. We have to go another 6 days now. But we have to make sure that we see the job through.
When, in terms of your team selection today, was there a temptation to change things around a bit more than you did?
With regards?
Well, the front players, you want to play a certain way, rolling the ball out from the back and playing it out from the back. And when Walsall press high onto you, what's the plan B then? Because you've got those small strikers, it's difficult to go long, isn't it?
It is difficult to go long, but we had to utilise the space behind. I'd spoke about that you know, to look for the run-throughs. And I thought, to be fair to Devante, I thought he made a big difference when he came on. He stretched the game. He was full of enthusiasm. And I think he's given me food for thought.
Yeah, obviously next week now, it's early doors, of course, but is Wes Burns likely to be fit?
We'll assess him over the next couple of days. You know, he's a doubt, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, we'll look at him and fingers crossed he may return.
In terms of the substitutions, unfortunately, your hand was forced on the first one with Stevie Jordan's injury. Yeah. Is there any early indication of how he is?
It was a knock to the outside of his thigh. He had a dead leg at half time and, you know, quite a lot of inflammation. And we were concerned if he would see that through. The second one was. Obviously a striker bringing additional firepower on, and the third one is that Jimmy Ryan hasn't really trained now for 3 weeks. He's been taking injections before games to see it through, and I thought today he looked very fatigued, and I just thought at that time we needed additional energy in the middle of the pitch, and that's why I chose Victor.
Did you have half an eye with Jimmy on next week at that point? It was 3-0 down, you made two changes straight away. Was that in the back of your mind, thinking Jimmy's not been right and we'll look after him a bit?
No, not at all. It was purely substitutions for the game. I just felt that Jimmy looked leggy today. You know, Jimmy's been an outstanding performer for us this year, but it's not easy when you go a number of weeks without training. It takes its toll, and I thought he looked a little bit tired today, considering that.
Could you say the same about Eggert Jonsson? He looked a bit fatigued and you brought him off fairly early on.
I wanted to be a bit more positive with that one. You know, we had to get ourselves back into the game. You know, Eggie's been a pivotal player this season. It was just a tactical change regarding that.